Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. It's Billy, TJ, Hope, and one of us in this room needs to have a little dream counseling. And, we're going to do that right now, live on the air, whether you're ready for it or not. Hope?
No, my friends and I in high school would all go through and decipher each other's dreams. So I would love nothing more than to decipher the nightmare I had yesterday. I fell asleep, took a nap in the middle of the day. I could not wake up to my alarm. Slept for an additional 45 minutes, paralyzed in my nap. I had multiple car accidents that I was in during this nightmare ride. First, I hydroplane and I'm T-boned. And I am able to drive away, semi-unscathed. I'm not hurt. My car is beat up. Then I'm driving down the road and someone plays chicken and is driving the wrong way on the road and is pushing me out. And then I'm just hearing and my alarm is my body is paralyzed in this car, unable to wake up from my nap.
So the internet's the AI says that dreams about car accidents are often symbolic, reflecting feelings of being out of control or experiencing significant changes in life, rather than literal predictions of an accident. So it's a symbol. It's a symbol of your life, Hope.
Oh, it's a symbol that you live in an area with a lot of bad drivers.
Or that.
we have a lot of bad drivers here in our area. It's been brought to my attention by family who lives out of town who comes to see me. And they're like, I don't know why. Why is everyone? And
is everyone there trying to kill me?
Right.
They're like, it's not like this back home.
It's even from Buffalo. My sister from Buffalo's there is something about these Rochester drivers.
Interesting.
And I take it personally. I was like, it's not all of us. You can't say Rochester drivers. She's like, no, every time I travel to Rochester, I always have a close call or see something crazy.
I feel that way about New York City and Philadelphia.
Really?
Both crazy cities to drive in. I'm not comfortable driving in New York City. So I usually don't. I was in a cab, an Uber, one time where the guy ended up driving on the sidewalk to get around an intersection. And I was like, I got out. I didn't even say thank you for the ride. I just stepped out when I got to my destination.
I wonder what my nightmare means. It means you've been driving on sidewalks and driving with crazy people.
Yes. Most common interpretations, a car accident dream represents a feeling of being out of control in your waking life. This could relate to career, relationships, or other personal situations. Your life seems pretty good right now.
I don't know why it would feel out of control. I need to like do some introspective thinking.
A texter said it's because you're eating too much ice cream before you go to bed.
Oh, that'll do.
Maybe it's the sugar. Huh?
I didn't have any ice cream before this nap yesterday.
I feel like I get to use my planetarium voice this morning again for something completely different. Chippy Morning Coffee Club. We're talking about dreams. Welcome to Dream Talk on WBEE.
Hope had nightmares the other day.
Yeah, yesterday, took a nap in the middle of the day, could not wake up. I just listened to my alarm, like paralyzed, unable to move my body to like wake up, turn it off, because I kept getting into car accidents in my dream. There were multiple.
Hmm.
So I, and this hasn't happened in a while. Oh, and I just lost it. I would have the same dream on a regular basis.
Reoccurring dream.
But
they
say
bring
fun.
It to your conscious mind.
Yes.
And they'll stop.
But it wasn't a bad dream. It wasn't like I was freaking out about something. I grew up in Henrietta, mm-hmm. and the dream was the ship that landed on the moon landed between the yard of my house and my best friend's house.
Oh my gosh.
We all came running outside, but we were excited. And like the astronauts got out, we're like, hey man, you don't need to wear that suit. It's all good. You're on Earth.
He even dreams about nerdy stuff.
Yes, because we used to camp out in our backyard and look at stuff with telescopes. So like that dream, and I actually, the AI just told me that reoccurring fun dreams are mean that you look fondly on something.
Oh, good.
So maybe my child, I had a blast as a kid.
Right.
And I know some people don't have a good, you know, childhood. I had a great childhood. Lots of friends, lots of laughing, lots of fun. And I think maybe that was just me hearkening back on, yeah, you know what? That was good. Good times. Good times.
It says, according to Nova, which, you know, they know what they're talking about, the time of day in which you're sleeping really affects how much and how vividly you dream. So if you're one who gets up early like us and maybe you have to sneak a quick nap in the afternoon, your REM cycle, you're entering it quickly and then you're ripping out of it quickly. Which is why it seems more vivid and you remember it so much better.
Well, I checked my ring that tracks my sleep. It says I got 21 minutes of REM during my nap yesterday. So
that's very little.
That tracks.
That's very little. So you were really only getting in 20 minutes worth of car accidents. It just felt like it was going on and on and on.
Right. You've probably seen videos of something like this happening, but I actually saw it in real life the other day. It should be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. I was walking into the Walmart and the greeter, I guess they're greeters. They're not security guards. I don't know what their actual job is, but the people that just hang out by the door were like, ma'am, can I see your receipt, please? And the lady immediately was like, no, you don't need to see my receipt. And he said, well, ma'am, I just need to check your receipt real quick. She goes, no. And she's like screaming at him. He goes, can I just see your receipt, please? I just want to make sure. Fine with your order here. She had a cart full of liquor. It was all like the drinks, like that Mike's Hard Lemonade and stuff, but it was mounded over.
Okay.
Not suspicious at all.
No, well, yeah. I mean, not maybe she was having a party.
Oh, well, just not suspicious at all that you're filling a cart with alcohol
you're
and
not
then
gonna bag
refusing
that.
To show your receipt.
That was the weird part. And then this was the part that had me. And by the way, the whole time this is going on, you know.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know how they have stuff at the entrance now? Where you first walk in, there's like cookies or seasonal stuff by the door. Mm-hmm. I'm just over there rummaging through like, look at these Oreos.
You're being nosy.
They got different flavored Oreos today. Huh?
I'm not eavesdropping at all.
Not me. So yeah. I hung out long enough that I was obvious that I was standing there listening. So I finally walked away. I don't know how it got resolved. When I walked away, she had her phone. She goes, well, they texted me my receipt.
Right.
And he goes, okay, well, if they texted it to you, can you just pull it up on your phone then? So she pulls her phone out and she's like, tap, 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 tap. And the guy reached over. This is where it got weird. The guy reached over and is like, you're not even clicking the Walmart app. Here's your Walmart app. And she's, don't touch my phone. And it was like,
wow. She
was being as loud as she possibly could be to either draw attention to it or I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. But I've never seen anything quite to that level in a store before.
A little overdramatic.
It was overdramatic and it was alarming and it was shocking because you see the videos online all the time. Like every day we see these dumb videos and, you know, it went back and forth. And I still don't. Everything that I found said that you don't have to show a receipt on the way out.
But they're telling you to.
But they're telling you to. So I don't know. Is that a law or is that a rule or is that
Well, if it looks like you're stealing, like, don't they have a right to?
I would think
try
so.
To keep people from stealing, i.e., making sure that you paid for it by providing your receipt.
Right.
Yeah, and if she did not come from the self checkout or from the other checkouts,
right?
The person at the door is like, "Hey, show it to me." Now, legally, she probably would have walked right out the door, and nobody would, you know,
right?
The person can't run after her, but
I just feel bad for retail workers because they deal with stuff.
I know.
They may have been stopping her from stealing. They may have just been like, hey, it's our job to just ask random people about their receipts.
Why else am I standing at this front door?
Right. So
that's why I have on this little vest.
I always try and give a little extra grace to my retail workers. Thank you for what you do.
Remember when they used to hand out stickers, the Walmart greeters?
Yeah.
Maybe they should go back to that.
Yeah,
I'll give you a sticker if you show me your receipt.
You ever see a picture where a little kid gets a bicycle for their birthday or Christmas and they just have this grin on their face like, yeah, I have survived. I have arrived. And this is my birthday present. Yeah. That was your husband yesterday. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
Yeah, that's what he wanted for his birthday.
Not a bicycle.
He never thought he'd get it.
Yep.
He got not one, but two speakers that also look like rocks.
Was it a package that had two?
Yes. There's two Victrola rechargeable waterproof rocks that actually have speakers in them.
You posted that picture. I actually chuckled when I saw it because I was like, look at the look on his face. I'm so proud.
I was like, look at what I got.
Look at what I got.
I'd like to take credit for how much he loved his present because you had mentioned a couple weeks ago that he really wanted them. And you were like, why do we need speakers that look like rocks? And then you're like, I don't know what to get Steve. And I was like, didn't he say a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that he wanted speaker rocks.
To put next to the redneck swimming pool.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it goes with the motif.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it? It looks like a fake set. Like, I have so many boulders hanging out in my backyard. These will just fit right into the landscape.
Oh, God. That is so funny.
I know. So he's so excited. I feel like I should send a bottle of something over to our neighbors to the right.
Because that was going to be my next question. Are you in a regular suburban neighborhood?
We're not in a neighborhood, but we do have neighbors to our right. That when he is outside and he's blaring his music, I'm sure they can hear it. They don't seem bothered by it. They're not outside very much.
Are these the young people?
The young ones, we call them.
Okay.
The kids.
They might be down with it.
They're like, hey, look what the kids are doing. I don't even know. They just look young. They could be in their 30s. I don't even know. But they just seem to be young and outside figuring things out. And because we're old, we just like to sit and watch our neighbors. So, but that they would be the only ones and they don't seem bothered. But when he's outside doing the swimming pool, he's got his little fire table going and he's sitting out back with his, you know, Jenny Kolsch on a hot day after weed whacking. he is going to have AC/DC cranking
this
from
is...
his rocks. I just want you all to be warned. Yes.
Oh, my God.
What other music would you play other than rock music out of the rock speakers? Know. Come on.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
That's what I imagine coming out of your rocks. That one right there.
Woo! Give me another beer!
DJ! DJ! Bring me my flip-flops. No. Bring me my Crocs.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.